At the 2012 Commodity Classic, I'm visiting with Terry Swanson. And Terry, I know you're chairman of National Sorghum Producers. You're going to be up on the stage in front of a record crowd here for this event. What kind of message do you have for the folks attending this year?
Well, I think that one of the main themes we have, I think, is that we have to be unified. The four commodities have to come together, and we're a small group of people, and we have to speak with one voice. At any time that we have an opportunity to do that, we need to act on it. We also need to talk about what things are important to us. I live in southeast Colorado, 20 miles from Oklahoma, 20 miles from Kansas, the epicenter of the Dust Bowl. We're having huge issues with dry weather and wind erosion and some things like that. So the safety net's really, really important to us. Crop insurance is critical. And so those are just a few of the many things. Conservation is a big deal for us. So there's a lot of issues there.
Well, and that's something that organizationally you work on behalf of your members. What are some of the priorities for sorghum producers right now?
Well, sorghum is a very water-tolerant crop. It's a water-sipping crop. One of the things that we're really interested in is finding its place in conserving water. Other is that we use a third of our sorghum for ethanol or biofuels. A third of it goes to livestock feed, another third goes to foreign markets. So biofuels is really, really important to us. RSF2, pathways to be established there, and a whole myriad of things with 9005 discontinuing probably with this farm bill, and energy issues are huge. Also, we have a lot of renewed interest in the South Carolina with Murphy Brown and feeding hogs there, and there's a big expansion that's of acres that are needed to be done there, and so we just want to make sure that we're there for those producers that need to ask the big questions.
Yeah, a lot of people are talking about Farm Bill, but I heard it said at an ethanol conference just a week ago, I think, that this RFS is maybe more important to farmers right now than the Farm Bill is. What do you think of that sort of comment?
Well, I think it's really, really important, you know, and there's no doubt about it. I can't say that I would put it on a scale and one would tip the one way or the other. However, it creates markets, and farmers obviously like to have good markets, and they're strong markets. The other thing is we have a sense of social responsibility in that we are helping to with the security of our country. And those things are overlooked sometimes in agriculture discussions. Not that food is not also a security item. So you got two things there that we can really make a contribution to our society with.
Now, I don't know if they break it all out, or I'm sure they do, but we've heard there's a record attendance here. How about on the part of sorghum producers? Do you think you've got a kind of a record group of growers here yourselves?
We had a really good general session this morning. I don't know the figures yet at all, but I'd say we were 25% surplus from last year, and so that's probably reflects the same as the Classic. I heard there's 5,700 people here. And I was on the Classic Committee last year in Tampa, and I can tell by just looking around that there's more people.
Well, it's a great location, and times are kind of good right now for a lot of folks in agriculture, and we'd like to think it'll stay that way for a while. Thank you very much, Terry Swanson, for visiting with me here at Commodity Classic. I'm Chuck Zimmerman.